Today we are going to continue with the mysteries of the Rosary. We are dealing with the five joyful mysteries, and the second mystery is the Visitation. Now this mystery is important for all of us because it shows what goodness does when it finds truth, when it finds perfection, when it finds love. It immediately rises up, thinks nothing of self, and goes to meet someone else. Goes and takes this peace to others. It has to be shared. I mean, let's face it, anyone who falls in love, especially if their love is young, they can't stop talking about their love. And this is the way it must be with the Christian. We have received such an incredible gift by our faith. And this incredible gift must be shared. Otherwise, we are failing in its respect and its love. In the Visitation, we find so many truths expressed. Mary goes in haste to the hill country of Judea. In haste meant about a day, day and a half. She arrives to the hill country, through the hill country, and she arrives at Elizabeth's house. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit... Remember, when any time it says filled with the Holy Spirit, it means that God is personally revealing something. And filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth says, how is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Mother. Mary was considered a mother in the eyes of God in a society that did not consider a woman a mother until she gave live birth. And so here you have the Spirit revealing through Elizabeth that Mary was the mother of God, the mother of her Lord and Savior. And this is only hours after the beginning of gestation. Now, we do know that we are weak, and sometimes it takes us a while to figure things out, and so there's a second confirmation of the sacredness and beauty of life from the moment of conception. Because Elizabeth goes on, still filled with the Holy Spirit, and she says, the moment your voice sounded in my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Not happiness. Animals are happy when you feed them. They're happy when you come home. Only humanity experiences joy. And so therefore, there's a second confirmation of the sacredness of human life in the womb from the moment of conception all the way through to a natural death. And these mysteries are revealed to us in these great mysteries of the Rosary. These truths are evident. And Mary then responds, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. You see, she has just become the mother of the suffering servant. She was going to be a mother of sorrows. Knowing this, she still can say, my soul magnifies the Lord and rejoices in God my Savior. What does that tell us about what we must become, how we must live, how we must encounter the day-by-day struggles of life? Mary knew very clearly what she was getting into, and yet because of that knowledge, it led her to a greater joy, a greater acceptance of the will of the Father. And in that acceptance of the will, Mary finds the strength to live that love that she has been asked by the Father to bring into the world. Now, the third mystery of the joyful mysteries is the birth of our beloved Lord in the stable of Bethlehem. And when we really stop to contemplate that mystery, it's amazing that God, who created the universe, would choose a stable, a barn, to be born. A stable, a place for animals, not even a place fitting for people to be born or to stay. And here he is specifically chosen through his divine providence to be born among brute beasts. And you know why? Because to tell you the truth, when we sin, we become no better than brute beasts. We become like animals because we begin to follow our lower nature instead of our higher nature. We begin to follow the world rather than the Spirit. And so Jesus is born in that stable of Bethlehem, and he shows us numerous truths. First and foremost, what made that stable so desirable that he would choose to be born there? presence of Mary. That's why he chose to be born there. Not because he wanted to be born among animals, but because Mary made it beautiful. And that's exactly what she does for us. Love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary raises us up to truly become the beauty that God has chosen us to be. You and I are like that stable, filled with sin and bad things. It's just the way we are. We're a fallen creature. Original sin is all around us, and we are affected by original sin. And so Mary takes that which we have made ugly through sin and repeated sin over and over again, and she cleans that space within ourselves, makes us worthy to see and to understand and to know Christ Jesus, her Son. This is the purpose. This is the reason why God, in his loving mercy, gave to us this magnificent mother to be our mother in faith. And so she takes that stable of our soul and she raises it up and makes it something beautiful so that God will be desirous to come and dwell herein. The next mystery is the presentation of our Lord in the temple. Now this was necessary, at least to fulfill the current law in the days of Jesus, where the mother had to present the child to his father in order to become a member of the tribe. And so Mary had to bring Jesus to the temple. Now, it was prophesied that the mother of the Messiah, this virgin mother, would come to the temple and she would be the only one who could do so. And she herself raises her child up before the Holy of Holies to present him to his father. And at this time, filled with the Holy Spirit, Simeon comes into the temple, moved by that Spirit, and he sees this woman, this virgin mother, raising her son up to his father. And he takes and looks at the son. He says, "My eyes have seen the salvation of the people of Israel." And he takes the baby in his arms, and he says, "This child shall be the rise and the fall of many in Israel." And then he turns to Mary, and he says, "You, woman, a sword will pierce your heart so that the thoughts of men will be revealed." This great mystery reaffirms the necessity of this love for Mary so that we can truly begin to understand her son, that we can love her son even more. Because Simeon, filled with the Spirit, states very clearly that this child will be the rise and the fall, and that sword will determine how we see that child. And so therefore Mary grants to us, through the grace of God and through her intercession, the ability to find out more and more about this Jesus, this Messiah, this Lord, this King, this suffering servant. And the more we contemplate it, the more we recognize how the Spirit worked throughout the entire Old and New Testament, the more we recognize that everything has a purpose, everything has a place. We cannot take anything out. We must look at it all. Never pick and choose. See the whole story. Understand the whole mystery, and you will understand truth.